Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, I have focused a little bit on the passing of Bob Uecker because I wasn't close with Bob, but I got to know him and I worked with him for about 10 years in Milwaukee, and I have some audio that's just amazing that I'll share here as audio cut of the day. Right now, let's go to Washington. Senator Eric Schmidt back with us on this Thursday afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm good. There's all these important things going on in the world. I want to talk to you about some of those important things, but there's one thing that's been on my mind for like 2 weeks now because I saw it on your Instagram, and I just have to know the answer. Did you beat Trump when you played golf with him?
You know what? I don't disclose private conversations with the president, nor do I disclose golf scores. But I'll tell you, I played well that day, and J.D. Vance was there, too. J.D. and I were actually supposed to play the day before, and then something happened and we all played together, which was a lot of fun. But Trump is a good golfer. Like, legitimately, he does not miss fairways off the tee. His iron play is good, and he chips and putts. Like, he was chipping off the green for birdies. Like, he's a good golfer.
Look,
so we had a lot of fun.
You know what? I'm not even making this up. You post this video of him from behind, so you get to see his swing. It's a lot of golfer swings are very unique, right? We don't all look like pros, but I watched it several times and I kind of broke it down, and whatever he does, he's got great body rotation and he gets the club down and he whacks it and he hits the ball straight.
Yeah. I mean, he's said he's playing better golf now than he did, you know, a decade ago. So, and you want to play well. Like, you know, like, I'm a competitive guy, so I wanted to play well that day, and I did. I played pretty well. It was fun.
I like to cheat. I don't know about you, but kind of fond of that. Hey, big week with confirmation hearings, and let's maybe start with Pam Bondi. You were on this committee with Hegseth and with Pam Bondi, but you got to know her just a little bit. Now we got another Florida AG, I guess, that's becoming the next senator that will join you in the chamber, right?
Yeah, Ashley Moody. Served with her when I was AG in Missouri and she was in Florida. Ashley's great. And so I was glad to see that today from Florida, replacing Marco Rubio, who I've gotten to know. Marco is just a great guy. He's a very funny guy. You would like him. His knowledge of, like, pop culture, like, we would make jokes about, like, you know, Ricky Bobby lines from Talladega Nights.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, same generation talking about the same things.
I love it. Well, it's important for the audience to recognize, and this is one of my favorite stories about Senator Schmidt, that something happened like 13 years ago when that stupid song Party in the USA was on, and we just started, you know, basically punking each other. If we ever heard the song, we would send videos. Or one time 2 years ago, I think you're in the Senate, you call, I pick up the phone, it's Schmidt, and all I hear on the other end is Party in the USA because you're at a wedding or something like that.
Yes, I guess my humor from when I was 14 years old never left.
I appreciate that. I do.
But no, and Pam is awesome. Pam Bondi is great. She's like, I was thrilled with that pick and was honored to be asked to introduce her yesterday to the Judiciary Committee that I'm now on. And I can't say enough great things. I think she will do a great job at DOJ and help restore trust and confidence in an agency, quite frankly, that's been weaponized and politicized. And is a great pick by President
Trump.
Yeah,
but so much evidence that he hates women, Eric. Come on, right?
Yeah, right. Just look at the picks. It doesn't seem to add up, right?
So. Pete, it was interesting to me because I watched a lot of Hegseth's hearing, and I thought he did very, very well. And you had, I don't know how well you've gotten to know Tim Kaine. I think Tim Kaine's got a problem with me because he went to Mizzou and then he went to KU, and that's a fatal character flaw. But he beat the crap out of Hegseth, I thought, in a very unfair way. Then the next day he turned around, I'm watching him with Marco Rubio, and he's like heaping praise on Rubio, and seems like he's even going to vote for that confirmation. So some of this is confusing to me. I know it's a show
I think it was a lot of show with Hegseth. I think the Democrats, you could tell they had a strategy, a line of questioning. They were just trying to bloody him up. He's going to get confirmed, and he's a reformer. He's a guy who was on the front lines. He's got dust on his boots, as he said, and he wants to restore a warrior culture and get rid of this woke culture. And I agree with him. And a lot of my questioning, of course, was about DEI and getting that out and how ridiculous it is. I highlighted the fact that the Air Force Academy, until very recently, had disfavored terms. You couldn't say mom and dad. You couldn't say we're all just people. I mean, this is nuts. Like, this stuff is nuts. It has no place in our military. I think he'll root it out. He's very focused on China, and he's very focused on procurement reform. We've got to be more nimble with our weapon systems and how we buy things, and I think he's up for the challenge.
Yeah, we played some of the audio yesterday when you were asking some of those questions or offering some of those examples. So the inauguration, obviously, is Monday. It's going to be a big day in Washington, but obviously, Eric, the work has already started.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, no, they're I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to a presidential inauguration. So, you know, to be a senator from Missouri, to go to it is truly an honor. And I think there's so much optimism, Mark, for what lies ahead. And so the confirmation process, we want to give President Trump his team as quickly as possible. I think we're doing that. And then, you know, these tax cuts that were enacted in 2017 are set to expire. We've got a lot of work to do. And I think ultimately with President Trump, and we talked about it on the golf course, delivering on what he talked about on the campaign, he was really clear: secure the border, be energy dominant, you know, restore our standing in the world, have an economy that works for working families. We can deliver those things, and it's not political. Like, it's, you know, I think that helps cement the status of the party of working class families. But it's good for America.
That's right.
There's just optimism, I think. Why not, you know, just realize the full potential of this country and every individual? And I think he's focused on it. We've got the trifecta to go do it. We should do it.
Well, along those lines, you know, you talk about Marco Rubio. He's a Republican. But have you developed, because it's interesting to kind of see him emerge in a different way. We all maybe prejudge him a little bit. Have you developed a relationship with John Fetterman at all?
Yeah. John and I go to dinner. I did early on, though. He was listed as 6'8". And I'm 6'6", and I questioned his height.
Yes.
So we did a back-to-back in front of the Capitol. Turns out I am taller than John Fetterman. Let's get that out of the way.
There's the freshman
Republicans that included J.D. Vance and Katie Britt. We go to dinner once a month, and we thought it was important to carve that time out and get to know each other as people. We all have kids around the same age. We're in our 40s, that kind of thing.
Nice.
And then we extended that out to the Democrats as well, and Fetterman is a regular attendee, and you get to know people. He's still, John is still going to vote the wrong way, most of the time, but it is nice to see some level of independence that he's exhibited on this, you know, the Laken Riley Act that we're voting on in the next day or two, and also on, you know, support for Israel. So,
yeah, and that was my next question on the Laken Riley Act. Is that going to get done this week, do you think?
I think so, yeah. We're going through some amendments, maybe tonight, also tomorrow, and then, but I think that'll get done. But I think you're going to see a flurry of executive actions on day one from President Trump related to the border. This deportation thing is real. There's a lot of criminals in this country. I mean, there are millions of them, and we need to take care of that. I mean, the American people spoke pretty loudly and clearly on that. We need to secure the border. The Democrats, I still don't think they get this. I still think they're captured by these leftists who write white papers about open borders. And I don't think they really understand the message that the American people delivered on November 5th. But we're gonna go do that and make sure that we have a secure border. And lastly on that, the policy of the United States, which, by the way, wasn't a Republican or Democrat thing, forever was, if you were here illegally, you were detained. And then if you claimed asylum and 9 out of 10 of those were bogus, okay, you would get to stay. But if not, you were deported. So the idea of deporting people is not anything new. Bill Clinton deported 12 million people, okay? Like, it's not a new concept. Only in the last 4 years has this been a four-letter word. So we got to restore law and order again. I think we're getting ready to do that.
And a lot of this, you know, even with the House passing the issue with I don't even know how you're referring to it now, but it's basically enforcing Title IX and protecting women's sports, and that's going to come over to the Senate as well.
Yeah, this is just nuts. All this stuff is nuts, and I think the most effective ad, at least you know from everything that I've read, the most effective ad that President Trump had at the end of the campaign was the craziness of allowing men to play in women's sports, and, you know, she's with they, them, and he's for us. That resonates with a lot of people.
It does. A lot of Democrats.
A lot of Democrats. And so anyway, I think that's why President Trump won the popular vote in addition to sweeping the battleground states.
There was a guy, I don't even know who this guy is, Jason Myers, who posted something. I retweeted this today. It was a front cover of a newspaper in Virginia. It was the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and the headline said, GOP calls for ban on trans women in women's sports. And Jason said, fixed it, and he just basically made it say, GOP calls for ban on men in women's sports, which was more accurate headline. So I appreciated that. Hey, I also want to take some personal pressure off your plate. I know you're probably feeling it from a friend like me, but I invoked your name yesterday because I was thinking about this during the confirmation hearings. If you become president someday, and I'm hoping that you will, you're probably going to feel obligated to appoint me to some big position, is my guess. But Eric, I could never be confirmed if for no other reason I couldn't sit through one of those things without having to pee. I don't know how they do it. I really don't.
All right, noted. Noted. We'll take you off the list, Mark.
I knew it was at the top anyway. Schmidt, awesome to hear you. Happy New Year. Have fun next week, okay?
All right, my friend.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.